If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you on this first Sunday of November, 1976. The month of October closed last Sunday as the greatest month in the history of Worth Baptist Church. You'll be glad to know that 953 people answered the roll call to study the Word of God together in our Sunday school last week. Our Fall Festival of Faith continues in strong force as we move into the month of November. And our family program has been extended through Sunday, December the 19th, which is our annual Family Day. The purpose of this program is to reach families for Christ. It is families reaching families for Christ in our Fall Festival of Faith. And what a joy it is to be a part of a great work that's reaching people in the city and in the Metroplex and around the world. We want to give to you today a very cordial invitation to come and visit with us in our Sunday school, which begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Bible. In the study of God's Word, we believe we find the answers to all the perplexing problems that confront us as a nation, as a church, as families, and as individuals. So we invite you to come and bring the whole family to the Sunday School hour at 10. Remember, our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. You and your family will discover a warm welcome, a friendly atmosphere in which to worship God today. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs, and we invite you to come and share them with us. Remember, as we move through the month of November and toward December and then a brand new year, all of these wonderful and exciting days hold many things in store for those who love the Lord. Aren't you glad that you're a Christian today, my friend? And if you're not saved, the purpose of this radio ministry is to bring Jesus Christ to you and to share with you the riches of His eternal grace and His marvelous, wonderful love for you. Perhaps you're listening to Worth Baptist Hour for the very first time. We have just celebrated 7 years of gospel broadcasting, and we're looking forward to many days of bringing the gospel to you by means of radio. If you're just visiting in our city today, we would certainly give you a wonderful and warm invitation to come and visit with us. Or perhaps you've been living in Fort Worth all of your life. Maybe you've been looking for a church where the gospel is preached and where people worship the Lord. We invite you to come and visit with us today here at Worth Baptist Church. Our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are now in the process of building a new building on our beautiful 14-acre tract on Campus Drive at Loop 820 South. What a joy it is to see the progress being made as the foundation walls are coming up, and soon the slabs will be poured and the walls will be going up. We're looking forward to that great hour as we build for Christ while we build for eternity. We covet your prayers in these matters, and in the meantime, we invite you to our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, here in Fort Worth. May the Lord bless you as you plan to attend with us today. And then we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If this broadcast is a blessing to you, the only way that we have of knowing that is that we hear from you by mail. Drop us a card or line today. And if you would like a free cassette tape of today's message, it is yours for simply writing. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. And we shall look forward to greeting many of you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Church Where People Listen. I am going to read to you from the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, verses 20 through 22. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for this wonderful privilege of voicing the gospel, of telling men about Christ, of sharing His marvelous grace and His wonderful love to mankind. And I pray, Heavenly Father, as this message fills the air, that many hearts would be blessed. We pray for our sick and shut-in friends, those in the hospitals, in the rest homes, our senior citizens who are unable to be out to worship Thee publicly today. We pray that this broadcast would be a blessing to them. We pray for those who visit in our city. We pray, dear God, for every person who hears this broadcast, some who are despondent, some who are discouraged, some who need a helping hand. I pray that the Holy Spirit would bring the message to their hearts and bring salvation to their souls. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving, amen. And now in the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, at verse 20, Jesus says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Let me, for emphasis' sake, read again verse 22. Listen to this. Jesus said, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. My message is entitled, The Church Where People Listen. Now here's something to think about. It has been observed that God gave us two ears and only one tongue in order that we may listen more and talk less. A poor listener seldom hears a good sermon. It matters not how wonderful the sermon, if a person is a poor listener, he never really hears it. Someone has stated that listening is 50% of your education. Perhaps that's the reason why some people are not very smart. They just never have learned to listen. Remember again the words of our Lord Jesus who said, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. God is not a silent God. God has spoken in every age to all men everywhere. Paul says so in Hebrews chapter 1 at verse 1. God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds. Yes, my friend, God is speaking in this hour, in this age, in this period, in this dispensation, in this very moment. God is speaking to you by his Son, Jesus Christ. God is no absentee from the classroom of human activities. God is here. God is here now. God is aware of everything that is happening in your life, in this city, in this state, in this nation, in all the world. God is speaking. God is speaking now. God speaks through circumstances. Remember that close call you had on the highway? That was God speaking to you. Do you recall that message you heard from the gospel preacher? That was God speaking to you. Remember that song you heard on the radio? God was using that song to speak to you. I repeat, God speaks through circumstances and events and situations in your life and mine. God speaks from the pages of His blessed Word. God is speaking now to this listening audience. God is speaking now to you, to your heart, to your home, to your family. God is speaking with a voice of authority. You see, God is not often heard in loud, boisterous events, but rather God speaks through the still, small voice. Although He speaks in the still, small voice, God speaks unmistakably clear. We read about Elijah on Mount Horeb in 1 Kings chapter 19. There was a great wind, but God was not in the wind. There was a great earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. There was a great fire, but God was not in the fire. And after the wind, and after the earthquake, and after the fire, there was a still, small voice. And God was in that still, small voice that said to Elijah, "Elijah, what are you doing here?" My friend, perhaps God is saying the same thing to you this morning. In a still, small voice, God is speaking to you, and He's saying, "What are you doing here? What about the program of your life? What is your destiny? What is your future?" God speaks to you today through a still, small voice of the Holy Spirit. By the Word and through His messenger, God is speaking to you. Now, there are three things that are true where people listen to God. First, where people listen, the Word of God is heard and heeded. God has something to say to every person listening in this radio audience. God has a particular message for you. Are you listening? Are you hearing what God has to say? Are you willing to heed what God says? You may answer me, "But preacher, it depends on what God is saying as to whether or not I'm going to listen." My friend, let me remind you, you best listen. Whatever God says. Because when God speaks, it's eternity. When God speaks, it's important. When God speaks, it is essential that you and I listen to what God has to say. Remember the words of my text? Jesus said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches." Now, before I tell you what to listen to, I want to tell you how to listen to it. That may be the problem with many people. Perhaps that's your problem. You really don't know how to listen. Well, first of all, you should listen reverently. It is written in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 20, "The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him." You should listen expectantly. In Psalm 62:5, it is written, "My soul, wait thou only upon God. My expectation is from Him." You should listen attentively. In Acts 15:12, it is written, "Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul." Then you should listen understandingly. It is written in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 8, "So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and caused them to understand." Then, my friend, you should listen obediently, as it is written in Matthew 7:24. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," Jesus said, "I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock." Listen reverently, expectantly, attentively, understandingly, and obediently. Now that you know how to listen, let me tell you what God is saying. First, God is saying that all men everywhere are sinners. It is written in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." God is saying that all men everywhere can be saved. I read in Romans chapter 10 at verse 8, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And in verse 13 it is written, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, God is saying to you that you can be saved. God is saying something else today. God is saying that there is a place of eternal punishment for the lost and eternal joy for the saved. Yes, my friend, there is a heaven and there is a hell. Our Lord Jesus Christ talks about two ways, two roads, two destinies. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7 at verse 13, Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." My friend, there is a place called heaven for all born-again believers to be forever with Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, there is a place called hell. Jesus said, "If you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come." Hell is awaiting all those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says the majority of the people today are going to hell. Many go in that broad road that leads to destruction. God is saying to you, there is a place of punishment, and if you reject His Son, your eternal destiny will be a lake of fire where the fire is never quenched. That's not all that God is saying, my friend. God is saying that there is coming a day of judgment. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17, it is written, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Yes, there is a time of judgment. There will be the judgment of the saved, the believer. 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the things that we have done in this body, whether they be good or bad." Then there's coming the time of the judgment of the unsaved. We read in the book of the Revelation chapter 20, where John gives us the great revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 20 at verse 11 we read, "And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." My friend, I want to ask you a pointed personal question today. Is your name written there on the page, bright and fair? Is your name written there? God is saying something else. I believe God's saying it to America, to Fort Worth, to your home, to your family. God is saying it is time to seek the Lord. In Hosea 10:12, we read, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord." Yes, God has something to say to you now. Are you listening? In the second place, where people listen, the will of God is known and done. To know God's will is man's greatest knowledge. To do God's will is man's greatest achievement. Perhaps you're asking the question, what is God's will for my life? If you will listen, my friend, I'll tell you from the Word of God. If you are lost, it is God's will for you to be saved. In 2 Peter 3:9, it is written, "God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." If you are saved, it is God's will for you to live a dedicated, consecrated, separated Christian life. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, we read, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." In 2 Corinthians 6:17, it is written, come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. In 1 John 2:15 we read, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. My friend, there is a line of demarcation, a line of separation, a line of consecration and dedication. If you are a Christian, it is God's will for you to be a dedicated, consecrated, separated Christian in this world today. My friend, if you have not been scripturally baptized, it is God's will for you to follow Jesus Christ in baptism. The first thing the Ethiopian eunuch said after he was saved, can I be baptized? So my friend, for you to follow Jesus Christ in baptism, for you to be baptized scripturally is God's will in your life. My friend, if you're not tithing your income to the church, it is God's will that you tithe. Malachi 3:10, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. If you are not witnessing for Christ, it is God's will for you to be a witness. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. It is God's will for you to witness for Jesus Christ. Now, in closing, in the third place, where people listen, the wisdom of God is sought after and followed. The one thing that men desire more than anything else is wisdom. Wisdom to discern right from wrong. Wisdom to make the right decisions. Wisdom to operate your business, your life, your home, your family. I have good news for you today, my friend. I'll tell you where you can get that wisdom. It is yours for the asking. Are you listening? James chapter 1 at verse 5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. In the church where people listen, they respond to the Holy Spirit's call. By your radio, I bid you respond to the call of the Holy Spirit. If you are lost, trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you are a Christian and don't have a church home, you're not regularly attending, come today to Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. It would be our joy to have you in our services today. Remember, our Sunday school is 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Again, if you'd like a free cassette tape of today's message, it's yours simply by writing and requesting it. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.